Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I have my crazy hair don't care day. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm super excited to talk to you about what we're going to chat about today. So I've been giving this a lot of thought and bringing this into my life more for a while now. I always, you know, what I want to share with you is that I used to be an all or nothing girl, you know, like I'd go hard in or I was out. And so, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. And so what I realized is that in this beautiful experience that we call life is that if we can just, you know, do a little bit at a time to chip away, to institute those goals, to make changes, to live differently, moving towards where we want to go every day, some amazing things start to happen. And so a long time ago, had started living with more intention. And now I'm at the point where I really want to bring it up to the next level. And that's what I've been doing for the past few weeks. And for me, it is, it's different in that for me, it's about living more Christ-like. So it's applying more biblical principles in my life. It's about living by God's word, especially in my ministry and things that I do to out in the world about spreading the goodness of God. So what I want to talk to you about today is looking at living intentionally and living accidentally. And living accidentally is, you know, you wake up every day and sometimes some of the things that you'll hear is that it looks like Groundhog Day. Every day is the same. There's not a lot of variety in my life. Get by. There's not a lot of excitement. There's not a lot of living from victory to victory. I feel like living with intention is living from glory to glory, living from victory to victory, moment to moment, living in the present, and then living in gratitude with that, and then moving on to the next moment. When we live accidentally, life just happens. And even though life, for me, I know it goes by so quickly, as quickly as it goes, I feel that when we live with intention, you can look past on the past 6 months, 7 months, and there's been such amazing things that have happened. You know, I look at my life in 3 month increments, and I can look back 3 months, and I'm not even close to the person that I was 3 months ago. Never mind if I look back 2 or 3 years ago. So that's what I'm talking about with living in intention. And what I want to start with today is that when we live with intention, we need to have a guidance system. I call it the North Star, and where that starts with for me are my values. So what does it mean? What do values mean? So a value is something that we regard as its importance. There's a lot of worth to it. It's usefulness. It's some other words to describe it is desirability and profit and gain and service and helpfulness, but it's values. Values are our North Star. So for instance, my health would be a value. And so when I determine my values and using our health example, then everything starts to fall into place as far as our goals and our action steps. So in the past, we have spoken about goals, and my goals come from my values. So if my value is my health, then I start to initiate goals that feed my value of my health. So maybe my goal might be a marathon. It might be taking a new exercise class. It may be running 3 miles a week. That's where my goals initiate from. So today, I want to start to bring values into our life. And then from there, we can start building our goals. But those values, I treat my values in my life as my North Star. And it's my guiding path. It's how I behave. It starts to become who I am. And so the difference when we operate from those values, there's a level of importance there. There's a level of existence, of intention, of living with intention. And so going back to the exercise example, when you value your health, you value your life, right? You value being able to live a long life and being healthy and moving versus looking good. You can almost just feel the difference by that, right? If your goal is to get into a pair of jeans that are smaller size, great. But what if we change that into, what do you value? You value your health, right? You value moving freely. You value not being in pain. You value running faster. And all that starts to become, it's like it takes over every cell of your being. And then you start operating that way. And so the goals then start to happen. They start to, it's like you want to go after goal, after goal, after goal, after goal, because you have this value system that is supporting it, that is backing it up. And so it's that purpose. It's literally living with purpose and intentionality. So, it's such a big difference. And that's what I want to talk about today and help you bring that into your life. It's been a game changer for me, and everyone's values are different. That's what's beautiful about this. And so my values aren't necessarily going to be your values. If you'd like, if you go to, I'll include the link in our comment section here live, but if you go to my website, jenniferzellup.com, and click on Join Thrive, there's a wonderful download that you receive. And in that download is a whole method, a whole process for determining your values, for figuring out what your values are. And therefore, from those values, you can then start living with intention, start living with purpose, setting those goals. You know, there's a lot of times that people will say to me, well, Jen, I don't know what goals to set. And so this answers that question for you. Not knowing what goals to set, well, what are your values? What's going to be your North Star? So I want to get started. There's an important piece that I want to talk about that's part of values. That's I feel it's different than goals, and that piece is your heart. And so if you're listening to this, I want you to grab a pen and paper, because we can do this quick little exercise that I'll walk you through. I want you to start in this exercise. If you're listening to this later, I want you to list the things that you think you value today, like right now. And what that means is, what do you think is important? And I want you to go deep into your heart, because I want you to feel the difference between what will get you out of bed in the morning and what won't get you out of bed. And so, and what I mean by that is, looking at your heart and really knowing what's on your heart is so different than just walking about your day, starting your day and existing and just going about your daily activity. Because when you don't realize what you really value, then it's almost like you're throwing, you know, a bunch of blocks up into the air, and however they land, they land. And so what's on your heart, and I want to use some material things as an example so I can stress this point, is that if you value possessions, right, then that's a tough thing to value that's going to get you out of bed in the morning. But if you look at your heart, right, and even if we can take your home, and it's a possession, but if you can look at it from a value perspective, right, your home is a place for your family to gather. Your home is a place for love to be born. Your home is a place to share food with others. Your home is a place to bring people together. Your home is a place to provide shelter from storms, to give you a warm bed to go to at night, to wake up in the morning. So it's not just so much about a house versus what makes up a home. And that's how we start to dive into what's on our heart, to what's in our heart, and understanding that. So from there, we can start to build those values. So I hope I've shared the difference in really finding out what's on your heart. I like taking the first step by just literally like doing almost like a brain dump, where you brain dump on this piece of paper what you think you value. And then you go back to that list and you look at that list, and now you bring your heart into it. Now you bring your heart and your soul, and you think about what that thing gives you. So it's not about valuing things, right? It's about valuing the people in your life. If you value your job because of what it gives you, that's such a different existence than waking up every day and being bitter about your job and being ungrateful and just, you know, almost waiting to have it be done. I mean, I know so many people, it's interesting, so many people that have retirement clocks on their desk about this countdown about when their job's going to be over. I mean, think about what you're focusing on in that situation. But if we turn it into what's important, right? We talked about that at the beginning. What is a value? A value is what's important to you. What does it give you? What can you take from it and then give it back to others? A job is more than a job, right? A job is money to put food on the table. It's money to put clothes on your children's backs. It's money to send your kids to college. It's money to donate to other, to charities, to keep them going. So when we bring in this exercise, I like to call it, you know how people say you have that gut check? This is like your heart check. This is to find out really how you're operating. Where are you operating from? Where are you going? And then it doesn't matter where you've been, right? It matters where we're going. So this is your way of doing that heart check to see what is it that you're valuing. What do I need to change in my values? What do I need to start valuing? And then I go from there. We're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to dive into, I want to give you my list of 10 values and talk about them. Again, my list is my list. Your list can be your list. But I want to bring it into real life situations so I can share with you just how important having these values are in your life with living on purpose. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so I want to dive into what my values and how I've structured it. I just want to talk quickly about, so when we left before break, we talked about you quickly writing down values, like as of today, as of this moment, that you find important and why you're... like why you're working, why you're existing, why you're living, why you get up every day, why do you do the things that you do? What's driving it? What's that driving force behind it? And what I'm sharing with you today is that when you make those values that driving force behind it, all these doors open up, all these opportunities for you to share those values start to happen. It's like your cells start to take on these values, and we operate differently. We exist differently. So I just want to give you an example. Here are some things that you may be valuing. And I just want to talk a little bit about the difference if we changed it around. So in today's society, unfortunately there is a lot out there where we value things, right? We value possessions. And so what are some of those things? Money, cars, homes, pride. We value our pride. How many times have you heard people say like they make decisions based on keeping their pride? They value applause. They value validation. They value the way their bodies look, right? And so if we just turn that into in our heart exercise, if we start looking at what those things give us and what we want from those things, then we could start peeling away the driving force behind it, and things really start to change. So I want to take something. I want to take something as surface as if we talk about a good-looking physique, right? Well, when we start to value a good-looking physique, there's not enough driving purpose necessarily behind it. And I'll give you this example. When I was in the competitive world, you know, we used to joke that the one thing that would, because the diet was so strict and the training was so tough, the thing that would be the driving force that would get us up there on stage would be the fact that you have to be up on stage in very little clothing, a bathing suit, really, right? And and be judged into this physique that you've developed. And this isn't about wrong and right. It's just that for me, the driving force behind it just didn't permeate my cells enough. It just wasn't deep enough for me to value to keeping that physique and doing it again and again, versus if my driving force, if my value was that, you know, that body was very strong. That body gave me a lot of strength. It was very easy to move. You know, I was very light on my feet. I was very conscious about my diet. Like, I was very healthy. It was very, I paid attention to what went in my mouth. So the foods were good. I drank very little alcohol. I got lots of sleep. And so do you see how the values change? If my value is this body that takes me into eternity, if I am treating it like a temple, if I'm treating it like something that is going to be around here for a long time, then my purpose starts to change. I'm living with more intention. So I just wanted to give you that that explanation and that example for going through this heart exercise, and therefore you can see just how different it is, right? When we really have our values supporting our actions, when we have our values supporting our day. So let me share with you my values for living. And this is something that I have a list. There's 10 of them. I have a list that I read every day. I read it multiple times a day. And I've even given myself, what you can do is when you go through your values list, you can start to develop those goals and those supportive actions that are value driven. And then that's what I do on a daily basis. And so the first one that was important for me was my value of defining what success meant. And so I got very caught up in defining success from a monetary measure. And so if I was doing an action and it wasn't in turn if it wasn't returning some sort of monetary measure, then I wasn't considering it successful, which for me was very harmful to my way of being. It was extremely harmful. And it was causing more problems in my life and in my behavior and in my thought process than what was good. So now for me, because my goal is so ministry driven, it's so God driven, is that my success is measured by my daily obedience to the teachings of Jesus. So I live on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so what I do is another word for God's will. It's finding success for me is living daily by God's will. So letting God's will, accepting God's will in my life for things that as the day unravels versus me being in control. And so a way for me to do that is having, we've talked about affirmations in the past. And so my affirmations just tend to be biblical affirmations. And so I'm always reminded, I'm always having that self-talk in my head of what those affirmations are. And so I'm always being reminded that this is an important value for me, that when I go and make a decision, I pray. When I go and make a decision, I seek God's advice. When I go and make a decision, I'm seeking God's will to be done versus my will to be done, my desires. I like to call it, it's funny, I like to call it relying on God's wisdom versus my cleverness. You know, it's about one thing that I'm like, one thing that this helps me with, and just to give you a real life example, is I overanalyze. I am an overanalyzer. I can get to the point of analyzing something where I can come up with 15 different scenarios. And actually, this literally just happened to me regarding the ministry, regarding the business. I sat on the phone for, I don't know, we must have been on the phone for an hour going through these different scenarios and about what was happening regarding a certain situation. And we had prayed, but it was like our cleverness needed to get out. We needed to express our cleverness. And we went through all these different scenarios. We wasted so much time because when I had the phone call finally that night, the information that I received was so far off the mark of what I thought I was going to hear. It was just a really beautiful lesson for me to remember that it's my value, my definition of success is letting God's will be done. And sometimes that means walking away from analyzing a situation, like praying and then walking away, you know? I just had this conversation with my son, actually. He asked me what happens, though, when there's split decisions that need to be made? And that's a great question. When every day we might have to make a decision that is quick, that we need to respond very quickly to something. But again, I'm praying for God's will to be done. I may make a decision, but my prayer is there that no matter what decision I make, that it's His will. And so having this value as my guiding light, right? That's my North Star. I'm bringing that into my daily activity. And that's what I want to share with you today about how you start to bring your values into your everyday activity. And therefore, you're living on purpose. You're living with intention. I'm just not letting decisions be made without giving it thought to how I define success. I'm you know, having this as my North Star, I no longer want to sit on a call in business and think about 30 different scenarios of what could be when the 30 scenarios that I just gave an hour of my life to, none even were on the table. It's just such a waste of energy and such a waste of time. And that's what I mean by living accidentally. That's living accidentally. That's you know, making all these assumptions about your day, making these assumptions about life when none of that may even be part of the plan. So for me, number one was defining success. And again, your definition of success can be something different. But for me now, I know, you know, success has taken on a whole new measure, like a whole new, you know, I've received so many wonderful letters and emails from people and notes about how I've impacted their life. And now my heart is overwhelmed with gratitude and love. And now I can receive that. Now I can receive, and that changes my life. So for me, number one was defining success and what that means. We're going to take another break, and we get back, we're going to go through this list because I'm excited to share these values with you. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal .us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedemann.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's dive into my next value that I have. So for me, again, this is Bible driven. So for me, it's I surrender control by placing my confidence in God's promises. And for me, that means a daily prayer of let God's will be done, not mine. But what was interesting about this, and when I got to exploring it, is what I wanted to share with you is be aware of who or what you're surrendering and submitting to. And let me share more about that with you. So we're talking about living with intention, right? And living on purpose. And so what I want you to think about regarding this is who or what are you surrendering to? Fear, pride, despair, jealousy, passion, fear of the unknown, fear of your future. So those are all things that creep in during the day that take over your day, right? And I've done it. So this is I'm speaking from testimony here from experiences that so. When I'm sitting in a moment of worry, right? What's worry look like? Despair. Worry looks like despair. Worry looks like your, me going through 30 different scenarios of what may happen, and that's worry. That's I can call it preparation. That's not preparation. That's not preparation. That's certainly me looking to control. That's me thinking that I know what's going to happen. Right? So for me, my value is that I surrender control by placing it in the confidence of God. And so therefore, when I having this value, and this is what I want to show you too about values of that North Star, is that when I'm sitting here in worry, let's use worry as our example, or fear or anger or jealousy, then I am quick to realize, right? I'm like, wait, that's not my value. that's not my intention. That's not what I set. That's not what is I want permeating my cells. And so I'm quick to go back to read my value, to read what I need to do. And that's why I say to you, create actions for what's going to bring you back to your value. And for me, it's a surrender of prayer, right? It's a prayer surrender. So it's, I pray your will be done, not mine. And so, that's my action step. So, what's next for me? My value is it's idolatry. It's to be aware of idolatry. And idolatry is when you worship something other than, for me, it's God. It's interesting when I went through school for ministry, and it's right. I mean, our textbook, so to speak, is the Bible, and it's about understanding it, learning it, knowing what the intentions were of God's intentions and how it was conveyed through the authors of each book of the Bible. And so what's interesting is idolatry is, I'll talk about me. When I first started learning about idolatry, it was more about where I was like, well, God is my God and that's it. But I had statues of other religions in my house. I had statues of different like actual idols that were represented by other religions, and that's idolatry. And that it can also come in the form of worshiping, right? Having a value of money, having a value of pride or things over people. Of validation, of looking to someone, you know, how many of us want to get validated by friends? That's a form of idolatry. And so what starts to happen is you're trusting someone else. You're trusting something else to give you what you need. And it just, for me, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. So I included that as a value for me, as my North Star, as something that I can remember to bring myself back to, right? To bring myself back to, what am I seeking? For me, it's seeking God and what He has for me. Seeking, looking above, right? Not to things in this world. To look above first, and therefore trusting that everything else will be provided, and the way that things are unfolding are the way that they're supposed to unfold, the way that things are happening are the way that they're supposed to happen. And again, as things, when you start to live in your values and live with more intention and live on purpose, then as things start to happen, you know that it's part of the process. You know that it's part of the plan. You have more trust. You have more, there's more of, for me, I feel like it's, there's more reliance on the plan. There's more trust. And that leads to another one of mine, which is I walk by faith and not by sight. That's another value that I have. And I want to go through what that means. Because again, too, when I started write what's on my heart, I started with the same exercise that I'm asking you to start with, is writing down values and then seeking your heart, looking into your heart and seeing what it really means. What are you after in your life? What do you want your life to look like? What do you want, right? And so I walk by faith, not by sight. And what that means for me and those actions that I put in was there are dreams that God planted on my heart. And walking by faith means clinging to those dreams no matter what. No matter what comes my way, no matter what's going on in life is, you know, when you hear people saying like, don't give up, for me, that's part of it, is that I won't give up on these dreams. There's so many details that sit in my heart about something that that they wouldn't be there if they weren't supposed to be let out into this world. And so holding on to that, walking by faith, not by sight, because sight is right now those dreams, some of those dreams are on hold. They're not coming true yet. The world's not ready for them. I'm not ready for them. And so they're still on my heart. I won't let them go. I have faith that they will be. Another one is, it means keeping a strong determination to follow God's plan, no matter what comes your way. How many times do bumps and bruises come? You thought you were going to be with the person you were going to be with forever and something happened and that's not the case. So it's walking by faith is believing that as things are happening, they're happening the way they're supposed to and it will work out. The courage to stand up, walking by faith means, for me, the courage to stand up for the hurting and the broken and the abandoned. It goes back to, right, I tie that into my measure of success is how many people am I helping? How many people have I helped today? How many people, you know, am I helping tomorrow? Just having that as a value, keeping that in my thought process. I keep that in my words. I keep it in my heart so that when people come my way that, you know, they're not accidental. They were put there on purpose, that I am there to help them. Maybe I love this one. Walking by faith, not by sight, is maybe being perceived as a fool. So the best example that I can think about is Noah's Ark, right? Can you imagine being asked to build this monstrous ark and, you know, you're walking by faith, not by sight. You haven't seen why you're supposed to build this ark. You don't really understand. People are making fun of you, but yet you just keep doing it. You just shut the whole world out. This is on your heart. You walk by faith, not by sight. You keep going. Getting out of your comfort zone is part of walking by faith and not by sight. And that's why this is such an important value for me, because wonderful things start to happen when we get out of our comfort zone. I've mentioned this on a show before, that God is more interested in your character than your comfort. And he can't work on my character unless I start to do things that make me uncomfortable. Because how do I grow my character unless I'm uncomfortable? If I keep doing things that are easy, there's no growth in that. There's no change. And so and the biggest thing for walking by faith and not by sight is surrendering your hurt. And this hurt might be a trauma. This hurt might be a trauma like adultery. It might be a trauma like divorce. It might be a trauma like a death, a child's death, which is like no other death, a diagnosis that has happened to you or your family, but you're here. And if you're here, then the work in you is not finished yet. There's still more to do. There's still more for you. So believe that if you're here today, there is a reason and there is a purpose. And so walking by faith is a way for you to live with more purpose and more intention. We're going to take our last break, and when we get back, we're going to finish up going through these values. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Call Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed, and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Okay, so for our last segment, I want to finish this up because I love the ideas of values and what they do for us and what they give us. So another one of my values is that my identity lives in Christ alone. So who I am as a person is what He has given me and what He has done for me and what the Bible gives me. And for me, what that has meant, honestly, is freedom, because I'm no longer tied to, you know, I'm no longer tied to what people think of me. I'm no longer tied to whether people agree or disagree with me. And and what's wonderful about that is that it's about getting along. I mean, that's part of my value. My value is to love on people, to give myself to people, to help people, to do good. And that doesn't mean that I'm imperfect. And so I make mistakes. Sometimes I say not nice things, but going back to my values, then gives me the opportunity to apologize and to forgive, which is another value that I'll talk about, to move forward. And so it's just, again, it's about living in this unconditional state of love, right? Where you're giving and receiving it was for me to take on this identity was very freeing, was extremely freeing, because again, my values are coming from a place of being in service, of not being self-centered. A very freeing value for me. Another value that I have is I never settle, and therefore I live in excellence. And so what that means for me is that I play big, you know, it's biblical. So it's God and the devil. And, you know, the devil wants me to play small. The devil wants me to stay in fear. The devil wants me to be in doubt, into second guess myself, into think that I am not special. We're all special. We've all been created so uniquely. And so we all have something to give to this world. And so if I play small, I'm no threat. And therefore, when I do everything and anything, to do it in excellence is a privilege, and it's such an honor, and it's a way for me to give evidence to God's glory, and it's a way for me to, again, it's shining your light, right? You want to shine your light on this world. You want to give love even to one person. One person has a major impact on this world. It's a huge ripple effect. And so if you go out with that intention and that purpose and living intentionally and living on purpose to do those wonderful things, then you have this massive ripple effect. The other thing is family first. That's a value for me. So it's not only my family, but it's the family of the world, right? Jesus is not a corporation. He's not a business. He's not a club. He's not an organization. He's a Father, a Son, and a Holy Spirit, which means that it's a family. And so me honoring you, I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to agree with me. However, I recognize that we are family and you have your own strengths and you have gifts and you are designed to be unique. And it's so interesting to me that, you know, I don't understand that, you know, hate in this world in the sense that we are designed so uniquely. We're made to be different, and yet we're made, right, all in the image of God, so we're made the same, but yet we hold against each other the fact that we're different rather than celebrating. I want other people's differences in my life. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to experience. If everyone was the same, there's just, I don't know, for me, that would be just not adventurous. It would just not be exciting. I love first. That's a value. So I am constantly looking to accept more love, because the more love that I receive, then the more love that I can give. So it's always, always coming from a place of love first, always thinking, in a loving way, not an accusatory way, not thinking in a negative way. So it's having that value of coming from a loving place first. Forgiveness, that's a value of mine. I am always asking for forgiveness. You know, I'm in constant conversation with God on asking for forgiveness and mercy. And so I therefore have a value of giving forgiveness generously to people, and so that there's no, you know, there's no animosity, there's no hard feelings, there's nothing, right? We can bridge those gaps that are between us in relationships. And so forgiveness really is for the individual. Forgiveness is a beautiful gift to give yourself and to give somebody else. And so coming from a place of forgiveness, that's an important value of mine. And so that is, you know, permeating in my cells, and that it's always on my mind about operating from a place of forgiveness. And my final one is I live in grace and service to others. And what that means is I am given grace by God daily, on a daily basis, more than I could ever, ever deserve. And I then in turn love giving that to someone else. And what that means is that it's about sharing and caring, and it's not about keeping score. And it's about grace. It's about unmerited favor. That's what grace is. It's unmerited means that your works are not measured by it. You don't, you know, you give something to someone more than they deserve because you're not keeping track. There is no scorecard. And living in service for me is about moving out of living a life of self-centeredness right? And how do I measure success? I measure it on living by, on obedience to the word. And therefore it's about loving my neighbors, and it's about helping others, and it's about serving and giving and experiencing and giving of myself and giving of my time, giving of my love, to other people. So, it's, I hope that I've shared with you what really what the values are and what they can do. You can easily go to, if you go to jenniferzelop.com and hit the Join Thrive, you will see there's a download available for purchase. And in that download is a big exercise, a process to take you through to identifying your values and then in turn putting them into action into your life. So then that way you can live a more purposeful and live in intention. And what's wonderful about values is what I'll do is every few months I will take a value out and add a different value. I can only I always say to people, I keep the list to between 5 and 10 because it's in the beginning, it can be a lot. And also too, because you're putting in action steps. So here I have my 10 and what I'll do is in a few months, I'll evaluate and see how, you know, these will become second nature. They'll just be part of my existence. They'll be part of my being. And therefore I can make room for two or three new ones. So I would love to hear about your values. You guys had some great comments from last week's show, and I'm always looking forward to having conversations back and forth about what's going on in your lives. So please feel free to email me at jenniferzelop@yahoo.com, or you can visit me here on Facebook, Jen Zelop. And you have been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit JenniferZelop.com.